Some days just don't work out the way you thought they were going to work out. So I'm gonna go home. I got writing to do, so I don't actually need to be in the office for that. And with that being the only thing on the agenda today, I thought it'd be nice to avoid the traffic and just get home and work for the rest of the day out of my home office. Yes, it's the thing, you know, you try to make a schedule, or I don't know, we've gone back and forth over the years about just how scheduled we want everything to be. I think sometimes people get a little frustrated by that, but it's, you know, we try to schedule stuff where we can, but try to be spontaneous when possible, and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, you know, it's the thing about doing video stuff is when, and being a small crew, is when you got people out sick and stuff like that, at some point, you kind of can't do anything. So, or at least, you know, you can't do the stuff that is on the schedule. So, I'm going to handle some other stuff. I got a bunch of other weird business I gotta handle, so it's actually kind of nice to have time suddenly to handle some of that stuff instead of trying to fit it in around the edges of everything else that we do. So yeah, I've, you know, wiggle on out of there. I'm gonna have to stop and get gas on the way home, though. Thank you.
shop with a larger lady. Turns out I can see.
This weird feeling of like being frustrated, like maybe I, you know, it's like, oh, geez, everything I did get done today, I didn't actually need to be in the office to get done. Like, if planning had gone a little bit better, I wouldn't have gone in at all. I just worked from home just straight up. But that said, I'm still actually pretty okay with the idea of being able to drive home in not commute traffic. So. Of course, now that I've said that, there'll probably be some fucking wreck or something, and it'll take 3 hours to get home, you know, who knows, but. What about Skate 4? I'm working on Skate 4. I've been working on Skate 4 for the past 18 months. We're just about ready to announce it. It's coming along really well. Driving too slow. Actually, a pretty nice day, too. If you had to pick a day to, you know, drive home early, work from home the rest of the day, not a bad day to do it. You see the sun, 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 Here's that dead stop traffic I was joking about. Fuck.
Track though, collect. only one to get the job done. I don't know a nigga that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my day. So she might say she love me, she don't love me like she said she love me. Believe me, believe me. I'm that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. I'm the one that come to see because they are. Believe me.
So we got a cop SUV, a car that appears to be intact. Up here we got a motorcycle, cop motorcycle, I should say. And that appears to be it. So maybe whatever happened, they got it off the road. I'm gonna pump this gas. Thank you.
just hurry up. Go in there, book them niggas, and get the fuck out. Don't be playing. Yes.
This should be playing through the car stereo, not...
Thank you.
Good URL. I don't know. It's just the side of a truck. It just says get a pool. It's got a picture of a kid underwater. And it's just swimmingpool.com. Perfect. You want to get a fucking swimming pool? They got that fucking domain. Of course, you go there, it's probably like just porn or something. I don't know. But maybe they just don't have the domain. Maybe they had it and lost it. But. Thank you. try and finish super hot. Part of my afternoon plans. Get that done. Maybe write a thing.
Thank you. For your loved ones to keep them safe. You know the medical alert monitors that you can, yeah, can push a button if you fall.
Oh, sure.
Well, they have those with GPS tracking now, so you can go out in the community, you can still push your button, but you can also find out where your loved ones are and make sure that they're safe. And if you're worried about someone who has dementia, for example, wandering off, this is a great thing.
Oh, yeah.
You can even have those put in your shoes. Another thing that I love are these smart home systems, and this is going to be, I think, going forward, a big thing. You can set a digital lock on your loved one's front door, and from 2,000 miles away or from next door or down the street, you can set it so that someone who's showing up to give them a shower or help them in the house is actually able to get in between 2 and 4 p.m., and that's it. You give them a special code. You give somebody else a different code. It's just amazing what you can do for safety and to help keep your loved ones in their homes.
Wow. You know, and I think what Amy's talking about is really important for our rural residents.
Sure,
absolutely. Telehealth, and in our rural country, you know, having access to healthcare professionals and specialists is a struggle. And being able to use this technology to have virtual visits with your physician or your nurse.
It's like an infomercial.
Can really help,
I think.
And help with family caregiving as well. Now, also, Airbnb's a great resource. They have apps.
If you're into apps.
It's great because you can scan and take pictures of medications for your loved one that you're taking care of. You can put in the visits to healthcare professionals. You scan that information. Everyone that's involved in the family caregiving of your loved one can have access to that information. So the app, the caregiving app by ARP, is a real, real helpful resource. And if you're not great on the internet, you can also go to our 1-800 number, 888-1-877-333-5885, to call in and get access to some of that same information, prepare to care, all the caregiving resources that we have.
Yeah.
So
I was going to ask Amy, some of these a while, and one of your technical or your points there about what's available now technology wise, and they said, well, how would I even get started thinking about a GPS system or a video system that I can keep an eye on my loved one? There's plenty of places AARP offers for that, to get that information.
Right, AARP has a caregiving resource center online at aarp.org/caregiving. You can get a lot of, we have great articles. I write a blog with.
She writes a blog. Continue to wiggle. Keep on wiggling. Remain super hot. All of these things. And I'll see you later.